What's up, fam? Wealth Weekend is upon us, and I'm inviting you as one of my new official rich relatives to what I'm affectionately calling the Rich Relative Reunion. It's like your family reunion, but make it wealth. So I hope you're excited for all of the experiences, the entertainment, and the education that awaits you in Atlanta, Georgia in July. I can't wait to see you there. And just beat me there. Don't meet me there. Peace.
Has your CPA told you something along the lines of, don't take the home office deduction because you'll get audited? But that's probably because your CPA is as old and outdated as our tax code. You see, since the pandemic back in 2020, there's a study that says at least 70% of business owners are now spending a portion of their day working from home. And if you have a business and you have a home office, you are legally eligible to take advantage of the home office deduction, which will allow you to write off a portion of your rent or your mortgage on your taxes. So today I'm going to give you the step-by-step blueprint on how to calculate your home office deduction so you can start saving more in 2024. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. What's up, family? Welcome back to another episode of Tax-Free Living. I'm your host, Carter Cofield, and I could not be more excited about the topic we're going to talk about today, and that is, how do we take advantage of the home office deduction? And better yet, how do we calculate how much our deduction is? Because believe it or not, the IRS is scamming you, okay? And we're gonna talk about all that plus more in today's episode. But before we get into that, please hit that like button, smash that subscribe button so that more people can get this game, right? The goal is to spread the knowledge on taxes, business, and investing. Okay, so let's talk about this topic. So first, I think we need to understand what is the home office deduction and who can take advantage of it. I know a lot of you all get pushback from your CPAs saying that to stay away from the home office deduction because it's a red flag, it causes audits. And I'll be honest with you, that was the case 20 years ago, because 20 years ago, people weren't working from home. Everybody was going into the office. You couldn't just open your computer and start making money. But in today's age, especially since the pandemic back in 2020, things have changed. Now it is extremely common for business owners to operate their businesses from home. So although the home office deduction used to be a red flag deduction, that is no longer the case in 2024, because the IRS understands that majority of business owners are working from home, do have a home office, and can legally take advantage of this deduction. So the first thing I want to talk about is, I don't want you all to be nervous or scared because your CPA, who's 60 years old, is telling you about a law that was relevant when he was in his prime, right? Laws change all the time, and we have to understand and adapt to that. So that's number one. Number two, who is available to take the home office deduction? Well, it's very simple. If you have a business, so whether that's a full-time business, side hustle, or if you're a 1099 contractor, right? So if you are a business owner of some sort and you have a home office, you are legally eligible to take advantage of the home office deduction. Now, one thing I do need you to understand is you need to have a place, a dedicated place in your home where you solely work. So it cannot be the kitchen counter where you like work, you work from in the morning, but you cook dinner from at night. No, it cannot be your bedroom where you have the bed in the corner, but you have the desk in the other corner. No, it has to be a dedicated place where you solely work. Okay. Now here's what most people don't realize. You can have an office where you get work done outside of your home, and you can have a home office where you do work in your home. For example, you could be a dentist where you own your own dental practice and you perform your surgeries at that office. And you could also have a home office where you come home after work and you do all your billing, you do all your invoicing, and you handle all your emails. So you can have an outside office and still take advantage of the home office deduction, as long as the home office that you have is the place where you solely do work It cannot have any other entertainment purposes in your home. So those are the really only two rules that you need to pass to qualify for the home office deduction. Have a business, have a dedicated place in your home where you solely work. Now that we understand how to qualify, let's understand how to calculate. So there are two ways for you to calculate your home office deduction, okay? There's what's called the simplified method, and then there's what's called the actual method. And let me give you all a piece of advice. Anytime the IRS gives you an easy or hard way to do something, the easy way will always cost you money, right? The IRS understands that Americans are lazy, so they're gonna most likely take the easy way out. And the IRS has structured this deduction in a way that if you take the simplified method, your deduction is capped. But if you take the actual method, your deduction isn't capped. So let's talk about it and let's learn how to calculate both these deductions and how to maximize your home office deduction in 2024. So, y'all ready for this? About to get a little fancy. Oh, snap. What just happened? Is that a whiteboard? Yeah. So let's talk about it. So let's understand how to take advantage of the simplified method. And I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I am gonna spell things wrong. My handwriting is atrocious. I get paid to do numbers, okay? And that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it, okay? So the simplified method. So we understand that to qualify for your home office, number one, you need to have a business, or you could be a 1099 contractor, right? Number two, you have to have a dedicated space where you solely work, okay? So those are the two things you need to qualify. So now how do you calculate? So let's talk about calculation. So the first thing you need to do is get the square footage of your home office, okay? You need to get the square footage of your home office. This is a simple calculation, right? You can be old school and pull out the tape measure, right? And measure the corners of the room, or you simply do the length of the room times the width. And most likely these numbers can be found online. You could talk to your landlord. If you own, you can talk to your HOA company, or you can find these numbers online. It's very easy to find the dimensions of the room. So let's say for our purposes that the square footage of your room is 500, my bad, oops. Let's say the square footage, I'm sorry. Let's say the square footage of your home office is 500 square feet. Right? You got a pretty big office, right? Let's say the square footage of your office is 500 square feet. Now, for the simplified method, the IRS says all you have to do is take the square footage, which is 500, and multiply it by $5. That's it. You just take the square footage of your apartment, of your home office, and you multiply that number by $5. So this would mean 500 times $5, we would get a $2,500 tax deduction for our home office. But wait, the IRS also says if you take the simplified method, your deduction is capped at $1,500. The IRS says if you're going to take the simplified method, fine, but your deduction will be capped at $1,500. So that means you don't get $2,500 tax deduction. You only get to take the max of $1,500, and that sucks, right? That means the bigger our home office is, we can't take advantage of it because our deduction is capped at $1,500. So you see what I mean? If you take the easy way out, the IRS will always cheat you out of your deductions. So that's the simplified method. Now, let's talk about the actual method, right? So the actual method says the calculation is going to be a little bit different, okay? And it's going to be a little bit more complicated, but you could maximize your deduction. So let's talk about the steps. So step number one would be you want to get the square footage of your home office. So very similar to the first one. We'll get the square footage of our home office. And let's say that is 500 square feet. Step number two is we want to get the square footage of our entire apartment or home, right? So we want to get the square footage of our entire apartment or home. So let's say that our home is in total is 2,000 square feet, right? Easy enough. Now, step number three is we have to divide our home. That's ugly. Let me fix that, y'all. Give me 1 second. We have to divide our home office square footage by our apartment square footage. So if we do 500 divided by 2,000, that gives us 25%. Now, what does this 25% represent? This 25% represents the business use of our home. So now 25% of our home is represented by our business, and the other 75% of our home is personal use. So 25% of our home is business use, and 75% of our home is personal use. That's going to be very important. We'll come back to that. Step number four is we want to add up our total living expenses. We want to add up our total living expenses. So this is your rent plus utilities plus water plus gas, all the living expenses that it takes you to live in this apartment. So, and if you own, that would be your mortgage interest plus property taxes plus HOA fees plus homeowner insurance, all the expenses it costs you to live. So let's say that it costs us $4,000 per month to live. When I was living in LA, I had a 2-bedroom apartment, $4,000 a month. Okay. So now that we have our total living expenses, the next thing we want to do, step number five, is we want to take our total living expenses, which is $4,000, and we want to multiply it by our business use percentage. Okay. We want to take our total living expenses, multiply it by our business use percentage. And so if we do 4,000 times 25%, that is $1,000. Now, what does this $1,000 represent? Well, this $1,000 represents our tax deduction per month for working from home. This $1,000 represents our tax deduction per month for working from home. So if we do 1,000 times 12, we get a $12,000 per year home office deduction. Isn't that crazy? Guess what? With no cap. Because when you take the actual method, there is no cap on how much home office deduction you can take. So instead of settling for this $1,500 deduction per year, we now are able to almost 10x that. We're able to almost 10x that by taking the actual method instead, because the IRS understands that Americans are lazy and they're not going to take the actual method. But because you watched this video, you now understand that the actual method will increase your deduction. And this is so important for all my business owners at home to understand, like, how to maximize your tax deductions throughout the year. Okay. Now, there's a very important point I want to discuss. With the home office deduction, it cannot take you into the negatives. So what do I mean by that? If your business only generated $4,000 in revenue and you have a $12,000 home office deduction, you can't take the whole $12,000. It can only bring you back to zero. Now, why is that important? Because the IRS does want to make sure their people aren't abusing this rule, right? Like if they're going to let you write off $12,000 of your rent, they want to make sure that you're actually in business. They want to make sure that you're actually producing revenue. They want to make sure that you're not just starting a business to write off your rent. So the home office deduction cannot take you to the negative. So make sure you remember that when it comes tax time, because again, the goal is to make money first and then to save on taxes. We're not just starting businesses just to save on taxes. We want to do things legit and the right way. Okay. So I hope that helped. I hope that was a great episode. I really enjoyed walking you all through that. If you would like me to do more whiteboard content, please let me know in the comments. I will come to you all with more formulas and break things down more strategically. I'm here to serve you all at the highest level, and that's my goal with this channel. So if you enjoyed this, hit that subscribe button. Let me know in the comments, and I'll see you all next time.